Tall dinosaurs stand among unusual-looking plants on the grounds around a California home. A statue of cartoon character Fred Flintstone stands near the front door and welcomes visitors. Nearby sits a large sign painted in orange, purple, and red. It reads, Yabba Dabba Doo, the words Flintstone made famous in his 1960s television show. In a pricey neighborhood outside San Francisco, there is a battle between government rules and property rights. A retired publisher has built a home that honors the Flintstones. There are Stone Age statues that look like animals from the show, along with space creatures and other strange things. International media are following the dispute. Thousands of people have signed an online petition to save the property, which can be seen from a nearby road. Florence Fong's 832-square-meter house is not at risk. It is the grounds around it that the town of Hillsboro says must change. The property is not as nice-looking as the neighboring properties, say the officials. Last month, they went to court to make her remove the garden statues. Fong does not live in the house, but uses it for parties. Angela Aliotto, a former San Francisco supervisor, is the lawyer for the 84-year-old owner. Aliotto says the officials want to take away Fong's right to enjoy her yard and promises an intense fight. Mrs. Fong has made people smile. She's giving them joy. What's not to love about Dino, who acts like a dog? Said Aliotto. What is wrong with these people? The unusually shaped house, currently painted red and purple, was built in 1976. Fong, who once published the San Francisco Examiner, bought the property in June 2017 for $2.8 million. Lawyer Mark Hudak is representing the town of Hillsboro. He says the town prides itself on its rural, woodsy feel. He added that rules are in place so neighbors don't have to look at your version of what you would like to have, and you don't have to look at theirs. She still has to go through the process like everyone else. Officials say Fong did not follow the town's stop work orders. She also ignored an order to remove the statues by last December 5th. She did pay a $200 fine, however. Tim Iglesias is a property professor at the University of San Francisco School of Law. He said the owner has ignored the government rules again and again. If they let her get away, then all the other wealthy people in Hillsboro can say, "Hey, I can do whatever I want with my property. Who cares about the planning department?" The final decision will come after more claims are presented in court. Lawyer Aliotto says Fong's constitutional rights to free speech and religion were violated. They want everything removed. They want the dinosaurs removed, Aliotto said. They wanted her to put a tree in front of the dinosaur so you couldn't see the dinosaur. I'm Jill Robbins.